your Friday morning headlines. Because life moves pretty fast. You got to stop and look around every once in a while and look where you're swimming. Yesterday, a 10-foot alligator was removed from Eagle Mountain Lake over there northwest of Cowtown. A 10-foot alligator right there. And they swooped into this adult male gator. Weighed in at nearly 300 pounds, according to the Texas Park and Wildlife Department. And they said it was not threatening anybody or anything like that, but it has been moved over to the Fort Worth Nature Center and Refuge, to which I saw Mayor Maddie Parker post a little information about that. And it's something not a lot of people know about, the Fort Worth Nature Center and Refuge. It's nearly 4,000 acres of forest, prairies, wetlands, 20-plus miles of hiking trails. It's a nice little promotion for it, to promote interest in it. Great place to go. Before there was a 10-foot alligator there, that was probably something that we need to worry about.
That's right.
New story that came out this week. It was his birthday last weekend, and Vice President J.D. Vance and his family went back to his home state of Ohio to celebrate it. And then they went to the river. And then J.D. Vance ordered the river's water level to be raised for the family boat and kayak trip down it in Ohio. They actually did this. Yeah, they partially did this to raise water levels a little bit, they said, because the Secret Service needed it for their boat that was following, but also to create prime kayaking conditions. So J.D. Vance right there had the water level raised. I mean, presidential, will it flow? Okay, that's fine. The list of the most and the least popular and least popular car makes and models stolen so far in 2025 came out. Number one most stolen car on the list, the Chevy Camaro, specifically the ZL1.
Number one.
That's followed by an Acura. The regular base model Chevy Camaro, also at number three. GMC Sierra, 2500 Crew Cab, four. And then another Acura at five. No joke, not making this up. Your top five least stolen cars. Number five, Tesla Model S. Number four, Toyota RAV4. And then number three, Tesla Model 3. Number two, Tesla Model Y, Tesla Model... Number one.
Number
Congratulations,
one.
Elon. They don't even want them. McDonald's is throwing it back to about 30 years ago, featuring a brand new McDonaldland Happy Meal for adults. The McDonaldland meal harkens back to, I mean, what we grew up with there. Ronald McDonald and the Weird Bird thing and Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese and Grimace. It comes with your choice of a quarter pounder or a 10-piece chicken McNugget fry and a, quote, collectible souvenir. So, Donald Glam, Happy Meal for adults. By the way, they also explained, finally, what Grimace is. He is not a random purple blob or a milkshake. Grimace is evidently, according to McDonald's, a taste bud. So now you can rethink your entire childhood. Realize the place is literally run by a clown. In AI news this week, researchers posted a list of jobs most likely to be replaced by AI, but it was largely incomplete because pretty high on that list, the job of researcher. Also in AI, a new trend as some funeral directors are recommending AI write your loved one's obituary, and that funeral directors, even you may not know they're doing it, are using AI to write your loved one's obituary, because nothing says rest in peace like John stopped working, reboot not possible, memory saved to cloud. And then finally, our headline of the week, as we go in and are in a Texas tax-free weekend and mind on our money and money on our mind. Money man Dave Ramsey. His Nashville estate is now on the market as of this week. The 7-bedroom, nearly 15,000 square foot home, 8 full and 2 partial bathrooms in the wonderful Nashville suburb of Franklin, Tennessee. Dave Ramsey's house is for sale for $15 million. The Dave Ramsey's house. Of course, if you're employing the Dave Ramsey method, if you start now and you save for 43 years, you never go out to eat, you reuse your paper towels, but you must be debt-free and scream you're weird, and then maybe you can sign it.
In the middle of another can't-miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.
He says don't take out a mortgage.